Good morning. My guests this morning are Les Futzenreuter and Pedro Rodelis from the North Bay Stage Company. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man of La Mancha, a great show that really needs to come around every so often. I think that we need to have that Man of La Mancha in our lives every so often. And so talk about this. Your opening night is tomorrow night.
Correct.
So what can people expect to see?
They can expect to, first of all, hear some incredible singing. It's a very great classic musical score. And it's also one of the best books or stories that have been put on the musical comedy stage because of it's not like a musical comedy. It's really more a musical drama,
which has
a lot of message and has a lot of meaning, inner meaning to it.
So who is your Don Quixote?
Our Don Quixote is my good friend and collaborator who I've worked with Pedro for many years, is Pedro Rodelis.
Right here in front of us.
Yes.
So have you done this role before, Pedro?
I have not, but it's always been a dream role for me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, there are certain roles that as an artist you want to get on your bucket list. And so this one is definitely one of those, and it's an amazing role.
So here's the Don before my eyes.
Yes.
Tell me about Sancho, what he's like.
Oh, Sancho is his sidekick.
Yeah.
He starts out, you know, in the play is really interesting because it's a play within a play. It actually starts out with Cervantes, the writer of Don Quixote, gets thrown into prison with his manservant because he had... to make some extra money, become a tax collector and foreclosed on a church. And so the Inquisition has put him in jail.
Don't lie, the Inquisition don't like that.
No. So anyway, Sancho is kind of the stage manager for for Cervantes.
Right. Yeah, right.
And he sets up all the, you know, the sets and everything for the play within the play.
Very appropriate.
And he's... he's a scream. Perry Aliotto is our Sancho. It's very comical and very funny.
How big is the cast? Is this a large scale show?
Semi-large. It's not like the big, huge ones with 40 and more in it. There's 16 in this cast.
Yeah, that's good size. Yes.
And most cast members play two roles because they get assigned a part to play within the story. So
it's fun to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in rehearsal?
It's been a pretty short rehearsal period. I would say this is about 3.5 weeks now.
Yeah, right about there.
So it's a whirlwind putting it together.
Pedro, did you have a problem given a short rehearsal period in getting your lines down? I take it that the Don has plenty to say.
Oh, yeah, he has a lot to say. Les had approached me about this role a while back, so... I was fortunate enough to get a little lead time, and it did take some time to get the dialogue to the point where I wasn't thinking about it too much and making it natural. So it took a little bit of time, but it wasn't as bad as I thought because a lot of it just makes sense. If you listen to the characters and you react with them, it just flows. It really works. It's beautiful.
Do you get to sing The Impossible Dream?
I do.
Oh,
I
great.
And he is incredible.
That's sort of worth it all itself. Really.
He will bring the house down. Oh. Trust me.
That's really excellent. Have you done this show before?
I did it when I was back in graduate school about 30 years ago.
Right, right.
And I've always loved this musical. And, you know, I remember, you know, listening to it when I was in college and so this is actually my third production of it that I've worked on.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in. And let's tell people that Man of La Mancha opens tonight, or tomorrow night, rather, and plays through August 6th at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. For tickets and information, 546-3600. Online, it's lutherburbankcenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.